This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Over in New Jersey yesterday, the governor, the king, was inaugurated for a second term. I want to welcome back to the show. He is the host of the Matt Rooney Show. You can hear every Sunday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. He's also the founder behind the very important Save Jersey blog and an attorney at DeMichelle and DeMichelle Compassionate Advocates, SouthJerseyLawFirm.com. Matt Rooney, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Zioli. Dancing in the Dark is the official theme song of all New Jersey taxpayers. We're going to be doing it for another 4 years now.
Boom. I like that. I don't like it, but I like how you've made that connection. Well done. Did you watch the governor's virtual inauguration yesterday?
I did. I didn't watch it live. I watched it after the fact. It helps me control the involuntary vomiting that I tend to experience whenever that man is talking. I mean, look, the thing that struck me, Rich, right off the bat, your listeners will appreciate this. He gave a speech which in no way connected to how the guy actually governs. At one point, he was waxing philosophically about how he wants to work with his partners. That's the word he used, on both sides of the aisle in the coming 4 years. A week ago, the guy just issued a new health emergency, so he crowned himself king. A week before his inaugural, which essentially allows him to do whatever he wants without the legislature participating. So it was very performative. It was disingenuous. What was happening on that stage yesterday just didn't comport with the reality that we're experiencing in New Jersey.
Well, you make such a great point about that, Matt Rooney, because, I mean, think about it. The legislature refused to extend his emergency powers. So he turned around and said, well, then I'll just do it anyway and declare a public health emergency. So, I mean, the guy has learned nothing from the election. At least you got to say the Democrats, like Steve Sweeney, on his way out the door after getting schlocked by Senator Ed Durr, at least he learned the lesson on his way out that, hey, you know, people want you to stand up to the governor. And some of the Democrats figured that out finally a little too late. But Murphy just said, well, the hell with you. I'll do it anyway.
Well, that's going to be the ultimate question here, right? Because Phil Murphy's locked in now for another 4 years unless Brandon gives him a job down in D.C., which part of me thinks that's still his ultimate goal here. But in the interim, he's got more friends on the ballot this year and next year. So, yeah, Phil's safe for 4 years, but they're certainly not. And a lot of them, as you just pointed out, Steve Sweeney's the ultimate example, lost their job primarily because they wouldn't stand up to this guy. So I think if Phil's not careful, he may get to hang out at the governor's mansion and continue doing what he's doing, but he's going to find less and less allies in the years to come, much the same as what we saw with Barack Obama, where Barack Obama got reelected, but by the time he was done, I mean, the Democrats had lost I don't know how many House seats and thousands of down ballot seats across the country.
Let me ask you then, Rooney, in terms of this job in D.C. that, you know, Let's Go Brandon may give him, you think that that's his ultimate goal here? I mean, he obviously wants to run for president, no doubt about it. You think that's the pathway he'd like to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Phil would like a national platform, and he may be crazy, but he's not completely stupid. And I think he understands that even though his draconian approach to COVID still appeals to that far-left, Fauciist, Karen block of the Democrat Party, the American people are starting to wake up to it. So running on how many toddlers you massed in 2024 might not be the way to win the presidency, assuming there's an opening. So I think for right now, he would probably settle for something. Like, let's say, for example, we need a new Secretary of State that allows him to keep his national profile high.
Well, he was the ambassador to Germany, so I guess, you know, he could argue he's got that experience. So would that be a good thing for New Jersey if we got rid of him? Because then Sheila Oliver becomes governor. I mean, is that better? Is that worse? How does that play out?
It's a parade of terribles at this point.
It really is.
Play with it in my mind because, I mean, Phil Murphy is horrible. I think Sheila Oliver in some ways would be a weak incumbent were she to run for re-election in 2025. Phil staying here, obviously not good for the people of New Jersey, but it does give Republicans something to run against, right? And I mean, you as a former county party chair knows how that works. It's always easier when you have something to swing at. So, you know, at this point, I think if you're a Republican county chair, you're running campaigns, you're on the ballot, you know, yeah, you don't like paying Phil Murphy's taxes, but you're happy to have him to talk about as you're knocking on doors.
Matt Rooney's here. He, of course, can be heard every Sunday night here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the Matt Rooney Show. Let me ask you, too, coming up, looking at the congressional elections, I mean, on the Pennsylvania side of the river, there's a lot of optimism over keeping that U.S. Senate seat that'll be vacated by Pat Toomey. A lot of people running for governor. There are four districts in New Jersey that Jack Cittarelli won. They're currently held by Democrat members of Congress. Jack won all four of those districts. They looked like they were going to be really competitive. And then, lo and behold, redistricting happens. And shockingly, the Democrat map is the one approved. That makes those districts now safe districts for the Democrat members of Congress. Where does all that stand?
Yeah, funny how that happens, right? We hear the Democrats constantly complaining about how much Republicans hate democracy. Every darn day we hear about it.
Right.
But really, if you look at what happened in New Jersey, folks, what you'll see is we had a much more competitive map. I mean, my definition of democracy is in part having a system where elected officials have to fear whether or not they're going to get renewed every 2 or 4 years or whatever their interval is. We no longer have that in New Jersey in all but one or two congressional districts. So right now, Republicans have, I don't actually know if they're going to have oral argument. They're currently briefing the issue before the state Supreme Court. Whether it ends up in federal court, we'll see. I mean, if you made me bet, I'd say we're probably going to be stuck with this map. The only thing I would add is that, yes, if you look at the 2020 numbers or the 2016 numbers, the new districts, the way they're put together, are kind of grim for Republicans. But Jack Cittarelli was pretty competitive in the new districts. Like, for example, in our listening area here in South Jersey, NJ3, which takes in Burlington County, Jack lost that district by 1 point. And I think if you look at what's happening with inflation, if you look at what's happened in Washington, D.C., if you look at Omicron and all the fear-mongering around that, Biden and his crew is not getting more popular. So it's definitely got to be a harder lift for Republicans in New Jersey heading into November, but I wouldn't count them out just yet.
And speaking of November and the election and election security, you posted on Save Jersey that Murphy signed a bill banning police from polling places. I mean, what the hell is that about?
Sometimes it makes me think, Rich, they're almost trying to bait us. You know, they want Republicans to put on their tinfoil hats and assume the worst. Because, I mean, really, you know, at least in the past 40, 50 years, no one in New Jersey can point to an example of the police being used to intimidate voters away from the polls. We had to have allegations of voter fraud. So the logical conclusion here is the Democrats are using this bill for two purposes, right? A, they want to once again use race and attack the police and do this to satisfy their base, that they're satisfying some kind of social justice end. You also have to assume that there's certain Democrats in certain precincts that are going to be awfully glad that no one with a badge is looking over their shoulder on election day.
It's these are crazy times, no doubt. I mean, Murphy is such a narcissist. This guy definitely wants to run for president. I'm worried about how progressive he's going to get now that he's got a second term. I really am. And do you feel confident that the Republican Party can push back against him? Because I know that, you know, you got some pretty strong voices out there, Mike Testa being one of them in South Jersey, the senator. But it just seems that as a party, they've just not been able to stop him. I mean, to their credit, they won some legislative seats. They've carved into that number.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the Democrats are afraid to push back on the guy. It almost seems like he's just completely unstoppable in some ways. And that's a scary, scary thought.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, look, this is part of the reason why we didn't want to have a monarchy in this country, right? Because the idea of someone who's unrestrained by anything other than their own desire, that's not a healthy thing. And that's what we currently have in this state. For Republicans, I don't think the question, Rich, is whether or not they can push back and make a difference. I think the question with the GOP is always, will they?
Yeah.
We saw a very tame example recently where they tried to impose a state house vaccine mandate, where the governor was helping impose a mandate where legislators would have to show a vaccine card or prove a negative test before they were allowed in to vote. The Republicans objected. They protested. Lo and behold, the speaker, that's a Democrat, back down, despite the fact that they are decidedly in the minority. So you can make a difference when you make a stand, but, you know, you have to take the stand. So hopefully Ed Durr and some of the other new Republicans that just joined that caucus can help reinforce the backbone that hasn't always been in existence up there.
Well, I've got great hope for Ed Durr. I think he's going to do a fantastic job, and I'm really thrilled that he's a senator now and beating Steve Sweeney, by far the single biggest political Cinderella story ever. I mean, no doubt about that, and a lot of lessons to learn there in that race. I think people are going to be analyzing that one for a long time to come.
Amen. He's selling trucker hats too, Rich. So the next time I see you, I got to get you an Ed Durr trucker hat.
EdTheTrucker.com, baby. EdTheTheTrucker.com. Yeah. Come on. All right, Matt Rooney, what's coming up Sunday night on the Matt Rooney Show? I know we got a couple days to go. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich. I was just saying I was going to get all my Christmas gifts there, but they were so backed up with orders I wasn't going to be able to get it in time.
Well, the supply chain is just working out beautifully for all of us. All right, Matt Rooney, we'll tune in Sunday night to the Matt Rooney Show right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for watching the inaugural speech so I didn't have to yesterday. We appreciate it.
I did it for you, Rich. Thanks.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.